forgotten. And in radio terms, I think of those those sort of frictive fingers, really, the twitching fingers, as really the heart of the radio voice and the radio text, because it's born in the telegraph. So it's born that first transatlantic.
Hello, teens on the internet. You're listening to Jeff from Snack Point Charlie on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, home of the hits.
Friday, October 14th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices at 90.7 FM during our fall pledge drive, where you can go to wgxc.org/donate to help keep tremendous programming on the radio, including at 10 a.m. on Friday, the Global Agogo Show on, featuring tracks from Abdullah Ibrahim, Chukas Valdez, and Julia Vert, among others. And Jared Wigashid is live from the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. After the local news, he's got all sorts of funk, R&B, rock, pop, and soul for you. Then from 2 to 4 p.m., the Thursday shows, interrupted by our coverage of the January 6th hearings in Washington, D.C., are move to Friday. So What's the Frequency? Kenneth has an October surprise at 2 p.m. And then we find out what's in the sock drawer on Turn on the News at 3 p.m. on 90.7 FM. At 6 p.m. we go live to Catskill with Clubhouse Radio and teenagers talking about their issues and playing their music. And we have teenagers in Hudson at 7 p.m. on the Bound by Books show telling us what they've been reading lately. And it's time for Hudson Valley Sounds at 8 p.m., all kinds of local music on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Without Prince Charming, there's nothing black.
You would get it if you tried.
Without Prince Charming, there's nothing black beauty. Sleeping Beauty, Sleeping Beauty, Sleeping Beauty, Sleeping
Beauty. Without Prince Charming,
thank you.
Without Prince Charming, there's nothing Black Beauty can be. Without Prince Charming, there's nothing Black Beauty can be. Charming, there's nothing Black Beauty. Without Prince Charming, there's nothing Black Beauty. Nothing Black Beauty can do. Nothing Black Beauty can do. Without Prince Charming. Without Prince Charming. There's nothing Black Beauty can do. Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty. Without Prince Charming. There's nothing Black Beauty can do.
Thank you. That was Jim O'Rourke. Track number one from I'm Happy, I'm Singin', and a 1, 2, 3, 4. Before that, we heard Don Cherry and Terry Riley performing live together in Köln, Germany. A track called Descending Moonshine Dervishes. And we started the whole show off with Sun Ra from 1978 on Saturn Records, Sleeping Beauty. Up next, here on Disco 3000 Music, DeForest Brown Jr.'s project Speaker Music from their 2021 album Black Nationalist Sonic Weaponry. This is part one of On Bloodthirst and Jungle Fever.
You guys hear me? Okay. You guys can hear me, right? All right, great. There you go. All right. All right. So I'm going to start off with a quote by an African. His name is Saint Augustine. Right? It's an epilogue to his Confessions. And it goes something like this. Let me offer you in sacrifice the service of my thoughts and my tongue, but first give me what I may offer to you. Let me offer you in sacrifice the service of my thoughts and my tongue, but first give me what I may offer to you. Let me offer you in sacrifice the service of my thoughts and my tongue, but first give me what I may offer to you. Right? There's a reciprocity here. You give, and I receive, and I give back. That's how all rituals work, right? Here's the context. In 1503, most of the population, most of the Aboriginal Taino population in the island of Hispaniola was completely decimated. Decimated. By the colonial Spanish administration. The royal crown began to get worried. Where's the labor? Where are we gonna fund the machinery of capital? We've killed all the Aboriginals on the island. Where? In 1504, Christopher Columbus's son, head of the administration at the time, said and requested from the royal crown, how about we get some Africans? Take a bunch of Africans from West Africa, and we can get cheap and free labor from them. Let's get as much as we can. In 1505, the Spanish crown accepted the request and sent a shipment of 100 African slaves to the island of Hispaniola. The first African slaves in the New World. And thus begins the 500-year odyssey of the African in the New World. Okay. All right? 1505. The first Africans. 1505, the first Africans in the New World. 100 of them crossed the Atlantic. From the Wolof tribes, from the Dahomeys, from the Yoruba, all throughout West Africa and Central Africa. 1505. In 1510, the first recorded instance of rebellion. Rebellion against capital and rebellion against empire, using what we will call today guerrilla warfare. 40 Senegalese Africans in a sugar factory in what we can call today Santo Domingo. Killed most of the slave owners, took their children, and ran up to the jungles at the hills of Santo Domingo. The first rebellion against capital and empire. The first rebellion against capital and empire. In the name of who? 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 There is an African spirit that they brought across the Atlantic. His name is Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo. The rebellion in the name of a spirit. Invoke the spirit. Invoke the spirit. Ogun Kalembo. 40 Africans. The first to rebel. There you have the guerrilla warfare. It didn't start in Vietnam. Guerrilla warfare was not innovated in Vietnam. It started 500 years ago, right at the beginning. 5 years after the Africans were brought to the New World. To rebel in the name of Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo, the spirit, an African spirit. In West Africa, he is known as the spirit of the home. But what happens when you're ripped out of your home, taken across the Atlantic, and brought to another place, a new world? That God no longer serves the function of the home, but rebellion. And the iterations of that spirit that gets invoked, invoked through the drums, invoked through the drums, invoked through the drums. We can call it the Holy Ghost after the African was Christianized, partially Christianized, barely Christianized. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, woo! The Holy Ghost, woo! The Holy Ghost, woo! Ogun Kalembo, 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Logos, Logos, if you prefer your Greek, if you prefer your Latin, Espiritu Sancti. When the Africans made it to the dance hall, this invocation of the spirit became swing, jazz. This invocation became cool. It became swag. It became sauce. It became that je ne sais quoi. Let's invoke it. All through the drums and jazz, the drums and soul. The drums and funk, the drums and rap, the drums and techno. Let's make techno black again. Let's make techno black again. Ogun Kalembo. Who knows that name? Many of us felt it. It's become an international enterprise. Sold and commodified to anybody. We call that hip-hop these days. Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo. Jungle. Ogun Kalembo. From open you up to become porous. Ogun Kalembo, to sweat, to become permeable. Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo, to invoke the other. Ogun Kalembo, to invoke the transcendent. Ogun Kalembo,
to invoke.
Ontumbo's a cry when, in West Africa, the Wolof tribe, they would dance. They would dance all night. And when Ogun Kalembo entered them, that would be called the Ontumbo. Ontumbo, it hits you, but you shake. And you don't know what gets into you, but it's something. And it's something that's not you. It's something deep inside of you that's not you. Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo, it is the sun that melts you from the inside. Ogun Kalembo, it is the sublime. In other iterations throughout the world, we can call it Kali. In other iterations, we can call it the beyond. Kant called it the sublime, Immanuel Kant, German Westerner. But you know what? He was afraid to sweat. The story goes that Kant, Immanuel Kant, the philosopher, he was afraid to sweat. He would go on his walk.
Yeah, so in South Africa, there's this tradition, a specific tribe, and...
And the moment he began to sweat, he would stop. But that doesn't happen with the Africans. Ogun Kalembo, you keep going till your body drops, until the spirit hits you. They call that the Holy Ghost. They call that trash. They call that God. They call that Ogun Kalembo. What is archae? What is archaeology? The root word for archaeology is the Greek word arche. It means source. Let us recover that source in the dance. Let us retrace back all the iterations through swag, through cool, through dance, through funk, through swing, through the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Spirit, to the logos, and back to Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo. Woo!
Woo! 2:10. In the hands of his oppressor, he feels the burden of his people's strife. She knows that if she dies, the man who so viciously took her life will be able to go home that very same night, joyfully eat dinner with his kids and wife and kiss them goodnight, forgetting the little girl who he just made a memory. No more movie nights and dinners with her daddy, kisses from her mommy, dreams of who she would be. He might remember the doll that lay next to her, how it too had 6 bullets lodged into it. Life was as it once was with she. No, she will experience lifelessness for the first time, because he had a bad day. A quarter to me, a fellow racist cop friend of police asks about his day at work. He'll say, another day doing what's right. To him, justice is controversial, so he warns them of the news and tells them what happened through his eyes that night. A man can only be this comfortable speaking of murder when he precisely knew their names will remain unheard of. Stop looking for validation and seek more routes to